Maseches Sukkah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Mitzvah, Lulav, Kesef. How are we mekayin the Mitzvah, Lulav? Yontif HaRishon Shachan Shacholios B'Shabbat. The first day of Sukkot, which comes out on Shabbat. As we said earlier, if the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbat during the times of the Beit HaMikdash, the taking of the Lulav B'Ducha Shabbat, Molichen Et Lovam L'Har HaBayis. Everybody brought their Lulav to the Har HaBayis before Shabbat, and they were not allowed to take it out on Shabbat itself. V'hachazanin mekabel mehem. The Gabam took it from them. The Sodrin Osam Agav Istava. The Gabam arranged them on the benches, as the Har HaBayis was surrounded by benches. V'hazkenim manichin eshalahem balishka. The Zkenim, the older people, put their lulas instead in the chambers that were inside the Azara, as they didn't want to be pushed around the next day when they came to get their lulas. U'melamdin Osam Lomer. Bezdin taught the people to say, Call me Shemagia Lovi Biyado, Harehu Lo B'Matana. If by mistake somebody else takes my lulav, it is a Matana form, as it then is on the first day of Sukkot. The pasuk says, Lakachtem Lechem, Misha Lechem, the lulav has to belong to you. If it doesn't belong to you, then you're not Yotzei Mitzvah lulav. So therefore, if lulavs were switched by mistake, they were given as a Matana. Lamachar Mashkimenu Bam. The next day, everybody got up early and came to get their Arba Minim. V'hachazanim zorkin osam lefneim. The Gabam threw them in front of them. V'hem echatzim. People grabbed. U'makim ish et chaveru. And as it turned out, people got hit. U'kishero bezdin shabo l'day sakana. When Bezdin saw that it came to sakana, people were getting hurt trying to get their lulos. It's kinu shiyehei kol echad v'echad notal v'beis. So they were matakin that each person should take the lulos in their house and not bring the Arba Minim to the Har HaBayis. Sechah Sukkah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hay, Mitzvah Arava Kesef. How are we Mekayim the Mitzvah of Arava in the time of the Beit HaMikdash? Makom Haya Lamati Yerushalayim. There was a place below Yerushalayim, the Nikra Moitzah. This place was called Moitzah. Yoredim L'Sham, the Shluchei Bezdin went down there, Umalakdim Misham Morbiyos Shel Arava. They went down and they gathered up branches of Arava. Uban Uvzaitzvin Oysam B'tzidei Mizbeach. They came and set them up on the sides of the Mizbeach. They put them on the Yisod. The Yisod was one Amma off the ground. From the Yisod to the top of the Mizbeach was another 8 Ammas. One extra Amma for the Kronos. Plus the Sobeh stuck out 1 Amma. So therefore these Morbios were 11 Ammas high. And that way they leaned over on top of the Kronos. Taku V'Hario V'Taku. When they set them up by the Mizbeach, they blew the shofar, it's Kia, a Trua, and it's Kia. The Choyom Akifin as Mizbeach Pamachas. Every day of Sukkot, the Kohanim circled the Mizbeach one time. The Omrim, Ana Hashem Oshiana, and they said, Ana Hashem Oshiana, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ani Vaho Hoshiana. They said, Ani Vaho Hoshiana. The Oso Hayom on the seventh day of Sukkot, on Hoshana Rabbah, Makifin as a Mizbeach Shevapam. The Kohanim circled the Mizbeach 7 times. Kishak Ptirasa Mayin Omrim. When they finished circling the Mizbeach, what do they say? Yofi Lach Mizbeach, Yofi Lach Mizbeach. Rashi explains, Yofi Hazel on the Osem Lacha, Sa'atza Machaper Lene. We do this Yofi for the Mizbeach that is Machaper for us. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Laka V'Lach Mizbeach, Laka V'Lach Mizbeach. This means the Gemara says, L'cha anachnu modim, u'l'cha anu mishabchim. L'cha anachnu modim, u'l'cha anu makalfim. Rashi says, L'cha anu modim shehu elokeinu. We're a modet Hashem shehu elokeinu. U'l'cha anu mishabchim. To you the mizbeach, we're mishabeach. Sh'ata chavid l'faneinu. L'chaper aleinu, you're dear to us.